So, ladies and gentlemen, you are now riding with me in my next adventure, my family's next adventure. You're riding with me in our new motorhome. New to us, not new in build. This is 2002 Fiat Ducato engine and chassis, but this is an auto trail body and it's a 6-berth motorhome. So I'm just leaving a village outside of Bristol, and we're invariably going to head back into Bristol around the outskirts to go back home. The interior of this machine is absolutely in mint condition for something that's, you know, 12 years old. 72,000 miles on the clock. Well, 72,795 as I look at it now. And I'm just so chuffed. I've done a couple of audio boos about seeing a man about a dog. Well, these were the dogs I was seeing. We were going to go for an American RV. I'd looked at three. Well, I hadn't. I'd looked at one, and my brother-in-law had looked at two. And the one I had looked at was by far, by the sounds of it anyway, the best of the three RVs. And they were 28 feet, 32 and 36 feet respectively. We had a lot of thought. The RVs needed the two that my brother-in-law looked at needed a lot doing to them, to fix them up or make them look a bit better. And the one I looked at wasn't truthfully a 6-berth, it was probably a 3 really, and they'd put an IKEA futon sofa bed in there, and obviously with those big beasts, the fuel is an issue. With the one I looked at, it was a 6.2 litre Chevy engine, something like that, V8. It had been converted to run on LPG, and it had 260 litre LPG tanks. And to be honest, by the sounds of it, they were actually more economical than the majority of, definitely the diesel pushers, the diesel engines of those American RVs. And tell you what though, I wouldn't have minded the automatic gearbox, because when you're shifting a lot of weight, as you are in a motorhome, you're up and down the gears all the time. So Sarah and I had some thought, and we thought, no, let's go for a European size one. Less cost overall, easier to... my wife's driving our car. Easier to manoeuvre, cheaper to get across the Channel Tunnel or the ferry into Europe, or any ferry for that matter. And so we decided to go for a European style one. So I went to have a look at two, and they were both awful for the price that they were. They were in tatters, horrible order. So here we are. We came up to Bristol, well, just a little bit outside, to see this one, and I fell in love with it straight away. The guy who sold it to me has moved to France, and that's why he's selling it. And he's maintained it irrespective of cost. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is an excellent example. So, 6-berth, Above my head, above the cab, there is a what they call a, I say they as in motorhome owners, call a double bed. It is king size, ladies and gentlemen, above my head. The bed that's above my head right now, above the cab. Then there are bunk beds, one above the other, rear left. The dinette, which is a seats four people, converts into a double bed, and there you have your six berths. There's a toilet and shower in the rear right. There's no oven. Strangely enough, there's no oven, but he has supplied a plug-in oven that draws very little power. So that's all right. There's a three-ring gas hob. He's put a television in it, and he's given me an excellent digital TV antenna. Well, he says it's excellent, and his mother and father said it was brilliant. He's given me a brand spanking new leisure battery. The engine is sweet as a nut. It's a 1.9, which, to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of, because it's a lot of weight. It's a left-hand drive, ladies and gentlemen. It's originally Italian, this vehicle, before it was imported and re-registered. So it's left-hand drive. Fortunately, having lived in Germany, I've got a lot of experience driving with left-hand drive vehicles. The speedo is obviously in kilometres per hour, so it's taken a bit, but I'm up to 90 kilometres an hour. I'm going downhill now, so it wants to go to 100, which is 60. So they're big old slow things, these motorhomes. We all know that. There's half a tank of diesel in it, which is a winner. It's absolutely immaculate inside. I cannot believe how, you know, the quality is just beautiful inside. The last two European ones that I saw, the two that I saw like last night, night before, awful. Awful, awful, awful. So here we are. The Fiat Ducato Auto Trail, six berth. Ready for a Hubbock family adventure coming very, very soon. And I am so happy. I'm so happy. See y'all later. Take care.